vast contaminations. The dreamer is still dreaming. The dreamer is still dreaming. Thank you.
Carb Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Carb Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milo in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Carib Patties, the champions of Montreal.
Thank you. Numer 18 po raz czwarty.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gaila Kasla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
Our next speaker here is Viola Thomas. She is also a residential school survivor.
Part of our obligation where I work with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada is to inform Canadians on the truth. But I believe that as more Canadian people understand that this was Canadian law and Canadian policy, and that Canadians need to take responsibility for their shared history, I also believe that Canadians have a responsibility to resonate reconciliation with the First Peoples of this country. And what did we learn when we went to the school? We learned how to be bullies, how to be mean to each other, how not to love, how not to feel a great sense of pride of who you are and where you come from. I learned about racism, and I didn't know what that was. I really didn't know what racism was. I learned about sexism, and as a young girl, I didn't know about sexism. There were many forms of abuse, not just the physical, but the intellectual abuse. To always be reminded that you're stupid and that you're nobody. To be told by your teachers and by the folks from the church that you're a savage, you're a squaw. And I just want to close with one of my heroes, a woman by the name of Winona LaDuc. And I offer this to all of our brothers and sisters who were abducted to residential schools. And I offer this with a good heart to non-Indigenous people so that they will pick up the torch. And this is what she says. There is no social change fairy. There is only change made by the hands of individuals.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to their shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Switching to internet service providing to a provider that provides better service of internet service providing than your current provider.
Radio stars are alive and well here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Thanks for listening.
Magandang hapon. Nakikinig po kayo sa Radio Kapwa, where all Filipinos are Filipino. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT FM.
Bon après-midi, bienvenue à Radio Kapwa sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome everyone. Yes, you are still on the Filipino show, but we need to honor that we have so many different identities and that we're all proud Montrealers here, right? So joined with me in studio is Laura Kaluuya and Veronica Bertiz. You know, we always switch it up because it's Radio Kapwa and we try to celebrate all our Kapwa. And I think this is our last episode of the year. And this is, I know, and it's like our holiday episode. So we're really excited to just kind of talk to you all about, yeah, Filipino holiday traditions and things.